What happens during the Agnus Dei? This is Father Jonathan Meyer. He's risen. Hallelujah. Happy Easter. Oh my gosh, my life has been changed. It really has. Last summer, we had the 14 stations of the Eucharist, and my life has been changed. Today's gospel passage is the road to Emmaus, Luke 24, 13 through 35. So the 14 stations of the Eucharist, there's some videos on our page for those of you who are unfamiliar with them. Look them up. 14 stations of the Eucharist, beginning with Abel, Abraham, Melchizedek, the Passover, the bread, come down from heaven, the manna, the Ark of the Covenant, Bethlehem, John the Baptist, wedding at Cana, multiplication of loaves and fishes, John 6 in Capernaum, the Last Supper, the road to Emmaus, and then the wedding feast of the Lamb. I will tell you that I celebrate Mass with more attention because of what happens at the road to Emmaus. At the Last Supper, which is the 11th station of the Eucharist, Jesus takes bread and wine and he consecrates them separately. He consecrates the bread first and he consecrates the chalice. That's because that is his death. When you separate blood from body, you have death. That's how we enter into the sacrifice of Calvary, is by the consecration of bread separate from the chalice. Jesus didn't take the bread and the chalice at the same time and say, this is my body and my blood, this is me. He said, here is my body, here is my blood. That is sacrificial. That is the separation. But then during the Mass, the priest takes the host and he breaks the host. He breaks the host, which is his body, and he puts it into the chalice. When did the disciples recognize Jesus on the road to Emmaus? In the breaking of the bread. And who did they recognize that he was? They realized that he was the fulfillment of everything that he had been talking about. Well, what would Jesus have, what would he have been talking about? What prophecies would he have been talking about? He would have been talking about the sacrifice of Abel, how a lamb is accepted. He would have been talking about the sacrifice of Abraham, how the lamb was a replacement sacrifice. He would have been talking about the sacrifice of bread and wine of Melchizedek, how he is a priest in the line of Melchizedek. He would have been talking about the sacrifice of the Passover lamb, that they had to eat his flesh, and their blood would be on the doorpost. He would have been talking about every sacrifice of the lamb offered in the temple, which he replaces. He would have been talking about the bread came down from heaven. You see, at the road to Emmaus, the New Testament is completely fulfilled in the Old. And as that bread is broken and put into the chalice, who then becomes present? Agnus Dei, Lamb of God. Who is present on that altar? The resurrection. We believe, like liturgically, that that moment is sacramentally and liturgically that reminder of the fullness of Christ being present there on that altar, the Lamb of God, who saves us from our sins, who saves the world. So then the priest turns around and says, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Oh, it's so beautiful. So beautiful. Go to Mass today. Go to Mass today. Worship the Lamb of God today. Receive the Lamb of God today. Allow this Easter feast to take you to the wedding feast of the Lamb here on earth and one day in the glories of heaven. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Road to Emmaus, so powerful, so powerful. In the breaking of the bread, we will see him. In the breaking of the bread, we will know him. What a gift. Happy Easter.